Busy Ed and Erin know our mums deserve the best. Spoil her for less with the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale on now.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah, hey guys, I've got to go to a lunch today.
I know, but your headstand that you did.
Thank you.
Susie said, let's go live with Erin Mullen and Simone Callaghan.
She's a sweet girl. Like, no airs or grace. She's just very down to earth, just very real, very lovely.
You know what? Simone Callaghan keeps it. Shane Warne's ex, and we have to say that. We don't have to say that. We do say it.
I get it.
She famously married to Shane. They've got three beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
She's always kept it simple. Simone is never someone who has pretended she's something she isn't.
Yeah, I love that.
She's a suburban girl who loves her yoga, loves her family, and just loves the sun, isn't she? She's a real sun lover.
You can get swept up in that world, right? Are you trying to intimate she does that thing?
What, the downward dog?
No, the thing with the sun that people do.
They let the sun enter them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Doesn't work, by the way. There's a Hollywood star
who
did
it.
No, Josh Brolin did it, manly Hollywood star, and it burnt the inside of his anus.
Oh,
Do you have to spread it
to get
it done?
I think that's what he was getting at. I don't know.
Like
the full spread.
Yeah. Or is there a device you could pop in that would hold it open for you?
A separator.
I'm going to try it.
You're going to try it.
Yeah.
Actually, there is a device women use to stretch down there before they give birth. So I think had one. Might cut the reference to her out.
Just
but
beep it.
She she would put it in before she gave birth the second time, and just every day for like a few weeks leading up to birth would stretch her pudunda.
Mm.
And you could just put that in the other hole.
That is amazing.
My wife didn't have to worry about that. So, you know. No, because of me.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
That almost sounded bad.
I know, I get it.
That was already bad, and it sounded worse.
It was slippery slope.
It was way, way, way bad.
Terrible area to go down.
Oh, no.
Is it really?
Don't call it that.
It's a terrible area to go down.
It's
lovely.
It's the best area.
Terrible area to go down? It's a terrible thing to say.
Still great.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, there's no reason.
Still. Wow.
This is Eye on
Sydney. Yeah, Eye on Sydney. And I know that yesterday we saved you millions with our great petrol tip, but today it is all about 60 of those millions. It is a $60 million Powerball jackpot tonight. This is massive.
You know what, though?
Yeah, what, bro?
Well, I don't want to undersell this story, but Powerball's come a long way. 60 million is only the fourth biggest draw this year. Is that right?
This year?
Oh, God. See, I mean, that's a hard sell, man.
It says it's the fourth biggest jackpot offered by any Australian lottery games so far this year.
Wow.
I would have thought of all time or something, but no, just this year.
And we're only in May.
Goodness me.
Yeah, right. That's so this is really actually disappointing.
Don't get a ticket.
Nah, why would you bother? Up to one in six Australian adults were expected to, but now we've told you how dire it is.
Why wouldn't you just... No,
why
look.
No, I'm getting
in. They do support us. Get in now because less people will buy tickets.
Are they advertising with us? Can we answer producers?
Well, they have in the past, I'm sure. And they should be again, to be honest.
Well, why especially after free this. Ads for them?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question. Let's move on to this woman. Now another free ad for a woman who the government has essentially warned us against, fake nurse giving butt lifts. So a Sydney woman who has denied posing as a cosmetic nurse and injecting an unknown substance into patients undergoing butt lifts has been banned from performing any more treatment. So they've named her and put a big photo of her and said to people, run, basically, if she offers you some enhancement downstairs.
So can you just get an injection and it lifts your butt?
I don't know. I'm assuming I've never had one, clearly. Mind you, I have grown my butt over the last 2-3 years with M Body, M Sculpt. It's not a sponsored thing, but it's given me shape, whereas I used to be inverted. But anyway, it's not about me.
But you've never had injectables inside your butt?
No. I wouldn't even, what would it be, filler? Because then wouldn't
that's
they
not
drop?
Your go.
So, I mean, look, if it's as simple as a couple of injections, I'd definitely check it out. In fact, She on Instagram. Send her an inbox.
You know that my
butt. She'd be cheap at the moment because she'd struggle to get clients, I reckon, right now.
Do you guys look at my butt and go, oh, my God, that's hot? Have you ever looked, and be honest here, have you ever looked at my butt and gone,
Craig, can you come in quickly? I need to ask. Craig's doing my makeup. Craig is gay.
Oh.
I've never looked at your butt.
Craig,
just come in here. We're live on air. Have you ever looked at Husey's butt and thought, wow, that's hot?
He does have a cute butt, but I'm too busy looking at that cute face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
well
win.
Done,
thank you, Craig. Well done.
Can Craig get on staff?
Yes, I mean, he can.
Craig, can you get on staff here? You wouldn't be able to afford him, I don't think.
He's a new program director. Congratulations, Craig.
Head of content.
Thought about Craig. I think Craig's the guy.
Craig could be the guy.
Maybe you had Juz last week talking about how beautiful and blue your eyes are. You are Sydney's newest gay icon.
Congratulations.
Move over, Kylie.
God, this is a big space for us. This is an untapped market.
We're still talking about his butt. What to watch.
That's untapped, on I suspect.
Jeffrey Rush. And I don't want to... I mean,
Jeffrey Rush.
You were going so well. Yes. Jeffrey Rush.
He once said that I was rural camp. Rural camp.
That's rural camp.
That's what Jeffrey Rush called.
Is that like country with a bit of flair or something?
I think so.
Yeah, I like it.
No, thank you so much.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Actually, Aaron's just reminded me that my son's away for a month. He left yesterday morning. I'd forgotten that he was away. But he's gone to the Northern Territory.
Did he land safely?
Well, we don't know because there's a parent WhatsApp group and everyone's going, they haven't told us they've landed. So it may be like a...
Look, what I said to you off air is you'd probably know if they hadn't. Yeah. That's what I'd say to try and comfort all you anxious parents, you particularly who'd forgotten that Raph was away.
Yeah, they probably landed, didn't they?
He's gonna come back in a month, and you'll just be like, "Hey, man."
How's school, man? Yeah. I don't remember seeing you this morning. Yeah. But hey,
but he's got no access to his phone, no access to the internet, no access to movies.
Here we go. Huge review time. You've seen a film. You're here to tell us all about it. Which one are you reviewing today?
Unfrosted. It's the new movie on Netflix, directed, starring, and produced by Jerry Seinfeld. Here's a bit of the trailer.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
So it's all about Pop-Tarts, which is never really took off in Australia.
I remember trying them when I was little because they were everywhere. They were a big kind of deal. You'd see them on TV, but not particularly being fond of them.
So if people don't know what a Pop-Tart is, it's like a square bready type thing that you put in the toaster to heat up. And it's got some, I don't know, stuff in the
like
middle
like sweet
of it.
Fruit. Jam jams. And like Fruit Loops in a sandwich, basically, like but mushed with water.
So in America,
you know Kellogg's Twists that kids have?
Right.
They're like a twist, but people have them for breakfast.
Yeah. So in America, I think it's an alternative to cereal for breakfast. And there's a history to it. Apparently, I did some research. Apparently, the movie is loosely based on real events, some of it. It has got some of the funniest people in certainly in America in the film. Ronnie Cheng's in the film. Sydney Ladd, or started in a Malaysia.
What else has he been in?
He's a stand-up, and that's
he's very funny. I know his name.
Local lad, mate, very good.
Yeah, mate.
I remember. You know, it's one of those guys. You had no idea how big he was going to get. I was, I remember being at the Factory Theatre doing a show, and then he was on after me. That's in Marrickville, and just think, gee, he's getting a few people turning up, hasn't he? I had no idea. And then, you know, before you know it, he's in Hollywood. So anyway, I didn't get to him, to be honest. I didn't get right through the film.
Right. So it's a great review.
Yeah. That's all we need to know, to be honest.
I had my two daughters with me. Obviously, our son's away, two daughters. And one of my youngest, are we still watching this? Can we turn this off? And she saw me drift to my phone.
Because
I was looking for reviews of the film. One review said it's one of the worst films made in the last decade.
What? That's actually an incredible feat. There's been some pretty poor ones.
Look, I know, Ed, you're going to give your number out of 10 for the film. For me, it wasn't a great film.
You can't do this. It's a comedy, Erin, made by funny people trying to make jokes. If you bag it, then this is what's going to keep happening. And before you know it, it's going to be Chris Hemsworth in Thor 50 with his plastic hammer having a breakdown and then sooking about it for months, like we've got right now. Is that what you want? You want that man waving his plastic hammer and then sooking about
His
Westfield in the bush at Byron Bay? Because that's what you're about to do, buddy. And I hope you're happy.
All right. If I tore
before you're finished, Liam Hemsworth's going to get a movie.
Oh, God, no.
You're going to be happy then?
What about the older one?
You want Luke Hemsworth to get a movie, do you? You disgust me.
Luke's got a film on Netflix.
Get his mic off.
Anyway, so what it made me think.
So not great is what you're saying.
What it made me think, with all these big comedy stars in the film, what it really made me think, Hollywood's in trouble, guys.
Oh, yeah. The review is Hollywood's in trouble.
Ed, I'm more interested in your review, if you don't mind.
I watched it on 1.5 speed. And I had
a great comedy movie on 1.5.
Did you hear any lines at all?
I caught some of it, and it was great. Thank you for asking.
All about timing, mate. You can't watch it in fun.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
And now today, the top of the newspaper front or page of the newspaper leading the news, a repeat a domestic violence offender banned from going near his ex-girlfriend ambushed her outside a Sydney gym yesterday.
Sydney stabbing, and it feels like it's every day.
Yeah, it does actually. And, you know, you say shocking, but it's almost becoming like, you know, shootings are in the US in terms of just how frequent it is. And so many of the kind of circumstances around it are so similar. That's the really eerie part for me. It's generally someone where there's an AVO that exists that is completely pointless because it does nothing. There's generally priors concerned, all allegedly, of course. But Glenn Gorrick is a former copper, a big fan of our show. We love him. He's going on the Today Show a little bit earlier this morning. And he and I talk quite often. And he's got a couple of ideas as to how we can try and keep women safe. And he's joined us on the line now. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
What time will we see you on the Today Show today?
They're talking about 7:15 to go live this morning. So we'll be on there, you know, carrying the voice for DV victims at the moment. That's the main priority.
Oh, good on you.
Now, mate, you have you had many years' service in the police force.
Yeah, plenty of years, mate, decades of police service. So I've seen plenty of DV violence and being a custody manager as well, which is the sergeant that looks after all the prisoners coming in. I was tasked with writing the bail, and in 2014 that changed dramatically for us, where police officers had control of the bail. It was pretty much taken off us in a way that we couldn't freehand write it. We couldn't make a bail applicable to the behaviour of the offender. It was just like a risk assessment. And the then Attorney General, Brad Hazzard, promised us all that everyone would be much safer. Now, since then, since 2014, we had Man Monis released on bail 3 weeks or so after that new bail reform. He'd raped 40 women, and none of them knew each other, so they weren't making it up, yet they bailed him, and then he went on to do the Siege Cafe. Nothing has been fixed since then.
Yeah, it's appalling.
And since then, 500 women have lost their lives at the hands of these DV offenders that have been on bail. I've done the research, and it's time for urgent reform. We can't throw money at them as victims. We need to come up with a system where the victim is protected, and the system is, and the only system that will work is the victim has a warning device that lets them know that the offender has breached a geo circle, say for 20 kilometres or 100 kilometres from them, and it gives them time to get out and get to a safe place. It's the only way it's going to be fixed.
So the technology is available to make this happen. We all know it is because you can track people on their phones, and if you're a family member, you'll share the phone so you know where they are. You can always see where your kids are. So what is the – so they wear an ankle bracelet or something they can't take off? That's what this would be?
Absolutely. They have an ankle bracelet on. They're available already for remand prisoners already on bail, and all sorts of other reasons to protect society. They have a bracelet that should carry, if that gets removed, that should carry a mandatory minimum 5-year jail term. Right? And it sets off an alarm when they remove it anyway, but then they go on the run and the cops can deal with that and they can, they'll find them very quickly. But it also will alert the victim, and the victim has ample time to get out, because most of these murders are surprise attacks. So the offender will sneak into the home at night while they're asleep and kill the victim and the children, which is quite common. Or they'll stalk them and hunt them down and find them. And as you saw yesterday, this guy's obviously stalked. He's a repeat DV offender. Now, if that victim had known he was within a vicinity, she would have been able to get away, right?
And she wouldn't have gone into a car park alone. She would have taken the kind of measures to keep herself safe that a lot of women take just every day anyway. So what
is stopping this? Is there people saying it's liberty? Why would people not want this system in place?
I reached out to the former Attorney General, Mark Speakman, 2 weeks ago, and also my federal member, Simon Kennedy. Mark came back to me with that they were proposing to expand the DV bracelet system, or the bracelet system to DV offenders, for a better word, and he was pushing it. Now, they went to National Cabinet, and I've had no response. I have heard nothing from National Cabinet, where all the state ministers were down there, and this should have been top of the agenda.
Glenn, what we heard from National Cabinet was $5,000 for women to leave, but what that kind of ignores completely is the most dangerous time for any woman is when she decides to leave, and $5,000 might get her a home or a rental or somewhere to go, but it ain't going to be safe if the alleged perpetrator is going to kill her anyway. Mm. You know, is not going to respect an AVO.
Exactly, Erin. Exactly. You just nailed that. And that's exactly that's the problem. You know, you can tell the DV offender, you can get a magistrate or a judge or people to tell him to stay at home and do it. It serves no purpose. And I heard it on your leading grab where you said that they do not work. People do not listen to these ABOs.
The kind of bloke that beats up his wife is not the kind of bloke that's going to respect a piece of paper. It's not a normal person, right?
100%. They don't. They're already breaking the law. Why are they going to obey some magistrate when they're standing in front of the suit?
Huh? It's a no-brainer. This just should happen.
Yeah, of course it should. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Britney Spears shutting down rumors of a comeback.
Taylor Swift packing on the PDA for a special date night.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, it's showbiz. And I'm going to start with a little Bette Midler and Lindsay Lohan, and then Ed's going to finish with a little Vince Vaughn. Bette Midler claims that her CBS show Bette was a big mistake, and so was not suing her co-star Lindsay Lohan for leaving it early. So she's spoken about it on David Duchovny's Fail Better podcast. They did like a pilot show, and then Lindsay decided essentially it wasn't for her and left, and Bette opens up on that moment.
For instance, Lindsay Lohan was cast as my daughter in the pilot. Well, after the pilot, Lindsay Lohan decided she didn't want to do it. So, or she had other fish to fry. So Lindsay Lohan left the building. And I said, well, now what do you do? If I had been in my right mind, or if I had known that part of my duties were to stand up and say, this absolutely will not do, I'm going to sue, then I would have done that.
She was going to take the 14-year-old Lindsay Lohan to court for not. But I reckon Lindsay could sense that it sucked.
Sue?
I'm a personal friend of Lindsay.
Is it true that...
You know that.
Now, what about with the... is it true, Husey, speaking of walking off set, that when you were doing The Masked Singer with Lindsay Lohan, her dinner breaks were at variable times?
I've said this before, but I'll say it again. There's the moment where the head comes off, and then you have a break because whoever's under the head has to get makeup or something. So, and then you would have a break. But Lindsay often would make that break go for 2 to 3 hours because we couldn't get her out of a trailer.
Yeah, right. So
what's Lindsay doing in the trailer?
Was she popular amongst the judges?
I enjoyed Lindsay. She annoyed some of the other judges, I think it's fair to say. Yeah. But me and Lindsay were friends.
She's still friends.
What if she didn't remember?
You still haven't given her any of my baby line, but, you know, whatevs.
She's not replying to any of my messages
anymore.
I know,
it's
sad.
So that's a sad thing.
We did have a moment.
You did have a moment. That is so true.
Yeah.
I had a night in a hotel room.
Yeah.
With another man.
He's staying in a hotel room.
What's that?
Vince Vaughn is, when he comes to Australia for his show.
Well, Hollywood star Vince Vaughn is doing an event at the Crown, which looks like to me like have a great
The star of the crown?
The star. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for that. Here we go. The star of the wedding crashes. He's part of the power of success day. So it's Vince Vaughn.
Oh, a whole day. Wow.
Yeah. Then the former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster. Not sure how they're going. Jim Keyes.
Actually, Blockbuster hasn't had a great two decades.
Not at the moment. And I worked there for some time. Culture Kings co-founder. That's fun.
Caroline and Sergio from Housewives of Dubai.
The big names, Caroline and Sergio from the Housewives of Dubai.
She got a facelift like recently and he's like 20 years younger than her and they are the cutest couple. What? Like what a bat beep, but so sweet. He's so sweet to her and he's young and good looking and she's older. She's like 48, had a facelift. Yeah, sure. He cared for her. How much are tickets?
Well, less than they were. And Vince Vaughn is headlining. You could go, Aaron Mullen.
I would honestly go. Actually, I probably wouldn't.
Are some of them free? Aren't they giving away free tickets? Is that right?
Come on. I might.
Some.
And they're upgrading other people's tickets to put them closer to the front.
I believe if you're an usher, you're now on stage.
That's embarrassing.
It feels like the front rows were empty. The expensive tickets were empty. So now the people who had bought the ticket to the back are being dragged for. And I understand this. I understand how this works.
I was going to say, from a person selling ticket perspective, yeah.
30, 10, 60.
You drag them to the front.
Come on, everyone.
And you know what? Can I say it's always better to have to put chairs out than take them away.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Can I say I've experienced that? Dad and I did a bowel cancer tour to regional Australia and nobody showed up anywhere. And they'd set up like 100 chairs in like this Wagga Wagga RSL. About 3 people came and I'm saying to them, why'd you set up so many chairs? Because we invited the local media.
That's right.
It was so embarrassing.
And you cannot rely on walk-ups these days, right?
No, mate.
Do not assume any walk-ups.
No one's walking up, Vince.
You know what? Have less chairs out than tickets you've sold, right?
That's my thing.
Make them fight.
And ours was free. It was free and it was bowel cancer.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We're looking at another story this morning that's got a lot of people really angry. And the headline... A school erases mums ahead of Mother's Day. A private school in the Hunter Valley has renamed its traditional Mother's Day stall a family gift stall for inclusivity reasons, leaving some mums at the school fuming. Mm. And if you've got kids in school, you'll know that that's all happened this week with little Mother's Day stalls and they get to go and pick something. I got presented with my present yesterday, which was very sweet. But it's a lovely little thing that kids can do to make their mums who work bloody hard feel a little bit special.
Now, erasing mums will lead to the end of humanity. You cannot erase mums. Mums are vital to everything that goes on. Because without mothers, there's no children. And without children, there's no future.
I can't give a
straight
face.
Can I bag that up?
Sorry.
That was amazing.
I need that bagged up.
That was sick.
I'm posting that.
It's going to go viral online. Wow. Hey, guys, we didn't quite know how to put this in the right words to make an impact, but this guy on Sydney Radio has just done it.
Every now and again, God just speaks through you.
Just a vessel. Which God? Which one?
Which God? Which vessel?
Which one, mate?
Ah, that one. That vessel, eh? Yeah, God loves
which
that
one.
Vessel.
Well, how are they justifying it, this Hunter Valley school?
Essentially, I don't think they're really coming out with anything because they clearly don't have much. But some of the mum's comments, please don't take this away from us. Her son came home and told her it's family day, so you can buy a gift for anyone in your family.
Oh, ouch.
That really hurt. I'm quite upset by this.
You know what? One comment which has annoyed me is someone said some of these kids have two dads and they have their own day.
That's exactly.
It's called Father's Day.
So just to give, no, I love that. It's really powerful. Guys, can we clip that up again? Really powerful. My brother, as you guys know, is gay and he's got a partner and they want to have kids at some stage, in fact, quite soon. And they banned a book yesterday in the library about same-sex parents. And that really annoys me. But I can tell you what, my brother would be first in line to say this is utterly ridiculous. You don't need to erase mothers to include all. You can have a Mother's Day and still make an effort to include those who might not fit under that traditional cloak, whether it's two dads. Great. Father's Day, they get the double whammy. It's fantastic. And then they also have parents and carers days. They actually have carers days and things that make everyone feel included. But I'm trying to think of an adult that would be angry. If, say, it's two dads in a household that'd be, little Johnny's gone to school today and it's Mother's Day stall and Timmy, you and I don't get nothing. I'm so angry. There is not a human adult alive that would be angry about their child going to a Mother's Day stall and them not getting a present.
Bag it up. Bag that up.
Thank you. Was that good?
Especially acting.
Was he acting?
Little Timmy
what
Jimmy.
What accent did I do?
I don't know. Sort of angry. And everyone spoke the same.
It's so, angry in accent.
So, you know what we need to do here?
What?
We need to give mothers presents.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. Mothers or carers or those who identify as mothers?
No, bad luck. It's mums.
This must have mums. A uterus. Oh, was that too much?
No, you're right.
Thank you. So, why should that be too much? I'm now in fear.
No, well, you might have adopted.
Yeah, but still, you still got a uterus. If you're a mum who's adopted,
I don't want to
talk. Okay, you've got a uterus, or you've got a.
No, no, we've stopped too far. We've down the uterus track. It's not much. It's not us. It's not who we are. So 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? What about Anne Juliet, the hit pop musical starring Rob Milty Mills? The last tickets for the last. It's got to go. It's touring the world. So if you want to go.
I think it's probably a lot of. There's probably some mums in it as well, and you've just gone with Rob Milton.
See, this is the thing. Every mother has to be defined by the man she knows. You couldn't just say.
All right, let's go around the room and name someone else who's in the show.
Paulini.
Nope.
Okay.
My wife.
That woman who Ray's ex-wife.
Caught in the act. 13, 10, 60. Lines
up. Someone came in. Bert Newton's ex-wife, Patty.
She's in.
Something else.
Yeah, right.
Thank so, you. Can I just say?
No, I've got to go to the break. 13, 10, 60.
Need to pump up.
You can pump them up.
Juliet, I'm doing it now. My wife and two daughters have seen Anne Juliet, and they say it's amazing.
Bag it up.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Pay a special tribute to these women who are, at the very least, daughters.
I believe they are.
don't know how they could not be.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Not everyone identifies as anything.
You don't think I know that? I know that more than... I'm better at it than you guys.
You just called us guys. Chari from we're rewarding mums because there are schools that are trying to say it's not Mother's Day anymore. It's now Family Presence Day. Chari from North Kellyville, what's going on at your daycare?
Mother's Day is now Family Day.
I just think it's silly.
Yeah. Are you angry?
I'm a little bit shortchanged because I appreciate that families are different, but it would be nice to be. Recognised as a mum.
Yep.
It's not Family Day. It is not Family
and
Day.
And mums play a very special role. Like, dads are great, but, everyone knows that mums generally, they do a whole hell of a lot. They're incredible. And you don't have to, celebrating mums doesn't exclude other people. It just celebrates mums.
Right. Thank you. They're your Anne Juliet tickets, Chari. Well played to you.
It's a great show.
Here's Casey from Campbelltown. What happened at your Mother's Day store, Casey?
They were handing out father's socks. So
what?
Big size blue and red socks. I think they were left over from Father's Day store, and my kid bought them home.
So you've copped dad socks. Yeah,
I got dad socks.
No, that's not nice.
Yeah, yeah, Casey, I got my present yesterday, and it was a mesh gym bag, a little gym towel, and a hair clip.
She knows you. She knows
you. Don't go to the gym.
Yeah, but you love mesh stuff. So
I do, actually. I love wearing. I might turn it into a top.
All right. Emily from Borkham Hills. Righto.
Yes, I got a,
what'd you
last
get?
Last year I got a stress ball because I was looking a bit stressed.
Oh, I love that.
And Sunday will be a surprise, but he did exclaim to me that it cost him $2.
Oh, bless.
A lot of money. How old is he?
That's my 8-year-old.
Oh,
that is... going to be special. Well, you also got Anne Juliet tickets. That's an absolute win with all of Husey's favourite performers are in there.
Some of them would be mothers, I believe. But I haven't checked.
I'll text Rob Millsy Mills.
Ask him. I could guess by the look of them whether or not they've procreated if you want.
Ooh.
But also, I think that is...
No, you're interpreting that differently.
Yeah, well, you know what? I will text him as well. Rob Milty Mills.
Let's see who gets back to first.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Your mum is in a bit of hospital time at the moment and being looked after so well.
Yeah, no, big shout out to Dr. Sy and all of the nurses and all the support staff at the Prince Alfred in the cardiac division at Chippendale. She's in there at the moment and they're doing a bang up job. So thank you to everyone there looking after Mum.
They are incredible, those people that work in hospitals. They're just, when you're going through tough times, they're just heroes.
No doubt about that. And she's also got a very supportive son and a very supportive daughters as well. So that's lovely. Good
it's
luck
beautiful.
To your mum. Just spoke to Rob Millsy Mills because we are giving away tickets to Anne Juliet, which is at the Star, isn't it?
What is that? Is that Rob's a song?
It's one of the great songs.
In Anne Juliet.
Yeah, wow. Oh, is it?
So I know Ed, he texted you back as well, didn't he? Is that right?
Yeah, I sent Rob Millsy Mills a text at 7:31. He got back to me at 7:32. So that's pretty.
What time did he call you, bruh?
Probably while he was texting Ed. He was actually on the phone to me. So
he wasn't that focused on the convo then,
rang
was he?
Him.
I did ring him. Yeah, there you go. But he answered. But we were asking, because Ed just wanted to focus on Rob Millsy Mills in the cast of Anne Juliet. And I said, but what about the mums in the cast? Ed had no idea what mums were in the cast. Aaron, you were speculating. That was poor.
Mate, everyone can procreate. It's not, well, not actually, not everyone can, absolutely. But I was just looking at women of a certain age that I thought, oh, God, whatever, mate. Can we cut this out of the podcast? Kabaki? Thanks.
Rob told me there's only one mum in the cast.
Not and very... that
she plays his wife. Her name is Amy LaPalma.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's lovely.
Just followed her on Insta.
Yeah.
And she has got a 1.5 year old. So imagine that. You got a 1.5 year old running around backstage while you're on stage, treading the boards in front of thousands of people per night. God, you'd be exhausted, wouldn't you? So we'll give it up for Amy LaPalma there.
Done well, Amy LaPalma.
You might have like a husband or a mum or a babysitter. I don't know if that baby's running around backstage on its own while she's performing.
As we have established over the last couple of weeks, it is the mums who take the mental load of the family. So she would be on stage singing her heart out with Rob Millsy Mills, but half her brain would be thinking about what's going on with the kid.
So you're saying she can't focus because she's a mum. We can't focus on one thing. Is that right?
No, I'm saying that she can multitask, and that's why I applaud her.
You know what he's
for
doing?
Being able to multitask.
What's he doing?
His wife Holly has agreed to come back after he was exposed of doing 0% of the mental load. She's coming on after he's had 2 weeks. 2 weeks to try and improve himself.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mental load lunch. Aaron Mullen has, I don't want to say drunkenly, but late at night assembled a crack team with
certainly wasn't drunkenly, but I was tired, absolutely, and I went hell for leather trying to help this team, and did I oversaturate the market? Yes, but am I proud of that a little bit? Yeah.
Follow our socials today. You'll see all the glamours, everyone.
Society types.
All the beautiful mums. A lot of our listeners will be there. They're mums who are taking the mental load of the family because the dads are swanning around thinking they're doing a great job and they're not because they don't know anything about the logistics of what goes on with households, shopping kids' events and everything.
Well, one incredible mother who won't be there is because she works full-time as a teacher. It is Husey's wife, Holly. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, 6A. That's what I say every morning.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. And what do they say?
Good morning, Miss Ive.
That's cute.
That is so sweet.
That looks cute. Holly has the sunniest disposition of any teacher who's ever taught.
That's not true. There's lots of sunny teachers. I don't think I'm the sunniest teacher.
You're allowed to compliment your wife without hurting every other teacher, Husey.
No, look. She is a great teacher. She turns up with a great attitude, and she rarely gets angry at school. The only time I really see her angry is at home, and it's not anything to do with the children generally. That it's with me and my poor organisational skills and my inability to know where people are meant to be at any certain time. And I haven't been good enough. Is that fair to say?
Wow.
Is this my opinion? look, I mean, it's, look, you could definitely have been better.
Yeah. Now, have you noticed a big change, yeah, Holly? Yes. That's the kind of, because what was, well, Holly gave is, us a, yeah,
you,
let's have
you
a listen.
You kicked us off, Holly, with this whole mental load thing. This was the first, this was 2 weeks ago. You came on and you said this was the split. What percentage of the mental load of your family would you think, would you say you carried?
Yeah, no, a very large percentage. I don't even know. I think that it's got to be at least 75%.
And he was happy with that, to be honest. That was a win for him.
And you know, the reason that he got that 25%, and I'm happy to say this, is that he looks after the, like, the money side of things, banking and paying weird bills that come in and stuff. So I think that you do deserve your 25% there, because I don't really, I tell you to do this.
Yeah, but Holly, when you leave, you're taking 70%. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%, Ed. I'm taking it all.
Yeah, so you should.
She's not taking it all.
No, she's taking it all, man. She's taking it
I haven't left yet, so I think you're doing, and our kids are nearly grown up, so I think we'll be all right.
That's the date. She's got a date.
Who's younger, Sadie or Tess?
Tess is 11.
You've got seven more years, man. of Holly.
She could have already left, so I'm proud that she's...
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm proud that she's hanging around.
Holly,
sorry.
What would you give him now? We've been focusing every morning on this mental load, right?
Yes.
I missed that. Was it funny?
No, I just said I love where this is going.
Yeah. I'd love to know...
Since the start.
I'd love to know, given we've focused on this so heavily every morning with our listeners, whether he's improved significantly at home. I'd imagine so, because it's been front of mind for 2 weeks.
Why do you have to say significant? Can you say improve marginally?
Well,
can
I mean, look, I'll take marginal? Anything, to be honest. Yeah. Let's see what Holly has to say.
All right, here we go. The percentage, Holly, after this 2 weeks of flat out trying, what percentage of the mental load at home is he taking? He was on 25%. It's now...
probably 20.
Wugga, 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 wugga.
Have I gone backwards?
You've gone backwards.
That is amazing.
There have been Duna covers drying around our house for days and haven't folded up.
Yeah, exactly.
No fruit for the girls' lunches this morning because I didn't tell you to get any.
Yeah.
Oh, but I made dinner last night, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's always a surprise for you that we need dinner every night. Every day is a surprise.
Comes around quick. Good on you, Holly. Now, 13, 10, 60 lines are open. It is 40K a day in May. $20,000 Alpha Bucks, 13, 10, 60. And then of all the admissions she's ever made, this could be the one that breaks the internet. Erin Molan, oh dear. Dear, oh dear, oh dearie me.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
I'd just like to put on record that I don't think Erin Molan is a terrible mother. So if anyone's gone with a headline that I said it was a joke, it didn't land, I think Erin is a great mother.
You might change your mind after this. It felt like you were pausing for a laugh.
No,
that's all I'm
going to
say. No, thank you. Look, I consider it my most important job and I take it very seriously. It is. And I love her more than myself, anything else in my world. She is my whole world.
Can I say this? You would lay down your life for her in a heartbeat.
But see, but only if it would save hers. If it, like if it was.
Yeah, do it. It just she said, Mum, I'm bored with you. Can you no longer be alive? I mean, only if you're going to save her
life. Okay. Yeah, you just hadn't mentioned that bit. I was just like, that's important because otherwise I'd like to stay alive. Because I reckon her life would be better with me in it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so
for as long as possible.
No doubt about that.
So anyway, the other day I ordered some teriyaki salmon. It was so delicious from the sushi place. So I might as well just be completely honest because that's just, you know, who I am.
What we do.
Yeah. I don't really cook at all. It's not a part of me. It's not my strength. The only thing I can really do is a bolognese. And even then it's two jars, but the order that I put those two jars.
Two
different. So it's like a char grill veggie and a tomato
that
bolognese. And you've got to put in the char grill veggie first.
No, I get it. Otherwise.
Terrific. So that's really all I do. And to be honest, even that I might have done twice this year.
Yeah.
So I'm an Uber Eats kind of order girl. But I try to order like healthy things or else like... Anyway, I realized the other night I ordered my teriyaki salmon, then I got salmon for her. The first one I got salmon for her without any sauce. And then I cut up some cucumber and put it in. And I just started to think that And like, by the way, she has lots of fruit. She's we're big fruit eaters in our Absolutely. House. We're big. And she also spends time with her dad, yeah. who's really good with healthy stuff. Yeah, like he always
he's all right.
Yeah, but did she eat the salmon and cucumber?
She did. Okay. She chomped the cucumber. Right. All ate the That's salmon, amazing. The rice,
A
everything.
Five-year-old.
Amazing. But what because her dad gives her all vegetables and she eats them all. And so in my mind, I kind of think like as long as she's getting like 100%. Good veggies 40% of the time,
40. Right,
she's okay. not eating crap with me, but she's just not always eating veggies, but a lot of fruit. But I realized I've never, ever cooked vegetables for me or for her. I would not have any clue how to cook broccoli, for example. Like I'd assume you boil water and
You open the jar.
Open the jar. Exactly. See, this is my issue. I would not know how to cook like cauliflower or I've never cooked a vegetable. Wouldn't know how to turn it like do an oven thing with them. Like I've heated up pizza in the oven or done scones, like heated
have
them
you,
up
have
to
you
toast.
Ever boiled or steamed a vegetable?
Never. In my life, I've boiled eggs. I've boiled pasta many times.
Have you ever put a can of peas into a saucepan and just turned on the heat and just heated them up, which takes seconds? You've never done that?
Never.
And they are so tasty.
What about frozen vegetables?
So tasty.
Never. And actually, I did once make a stir fry, and not the frozen vegetables, but the ones you buy in that packet.
Yeah.
The chicken stir
fresh
fry.
Ones. Yeah.
Yes, ones you buy in the packet.
Okay.
Do you have an air fryer?
I've got one still in a box.
You've got to take it out of the box because the air fryer will change your life. I'm telling you, you can delete Uber Eats' number from your phone if you have an air fryer working. You can just slice up potatoes, put them in an air fryer, and then 20 minutes later, you've got chips. An air fryer is unbelievable. It is.
Right. But see, I can go to my Uber Eats app and order chips, I don't have to slice, I don't have to dice, I don't have to lice. You know, they just come. And I'm happy, my daughter's happy, we're happy.
How's her health?
It's phenomenal.
She eats
like she – and like when I say I order food for her, I do most nights, but it's like good food, like sushi.
Yeah.
It's better than not sushi. Sushi, know, raw fish is good.
And she had eggs on toast the other night.
No,
it wasn't raw.
Night.
Yeah, we did eggs on toast. It was great fun.
No. You can do
she had raisin bread toast last night.
Mate, you can do eggs. Eggs and toast is a good, healthy option
for
dinner.
That felt shamey. It felt a little bit shamey on
it's
the border
not,
of shamey. Not from it's you, not. From him.
Yeah, well, don't
from
worry about it.
No, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I cook vegetables for my children every single day.
Feels loaded. Right. Yeah, feels shamey.
A round of applause. Stand up. Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Ed cooks vegetables for his children every day.
And fresh chops, fresh chicken.
While his wife's out exercising, training
she's
people.
Exercising
she's got a bloke.
With him
she's got a bloke. She's got a bloke. He's cool.
So I tell you.
Yeah, I don't really know. I just basically wanted to tell you all that.
This is the non-judgment parent confession zone. So we have got Spinalese pillows.
What?
The greatest pillows in the known universe. Yes. They'll help you get a good night's sleep. Of course they will. 131060, lines are open.
So
Erin
will
Mullen.
A full tummy of veggies, but
you know
that
what?
Ain't happening.
My son basically doesn't eat vegetables. He's existed on sugary cereal for 15 years, and he's almost 6'4".
See,
it's like
Shane Warne's son went on that show.
We might bring that up with his mum, Simone,
yes.
when she comes on.
Because he hadn't.
Because she's got a health book out.
Yeah,
so, all right, so
awkward.
131060, lines are open. It is the parent confession, but what do you not do? What are you willing to say? I'm a parent. I'm meant to do this, but I don't. And I don't do it. And I'm willing to stand up like Erin Mullen own it.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Erin has told us you don't know how to cook vegetables.
I don't. And just caveat, she eats vegetables every night that she's at her dad's place. We eat a whole heap of fruit. She's generally, but dinners I'm just not great at. So it's either like a bolognese or a sushi it's not my strength.
So it's parental confession corner. I'm going to go. I have never helped my three children do their homework.
What?
Ever.
Not once.
What?
No.
Wow.
I don't know.
Disgrace.
That is amazing.
But I don't know what to do.
That's such a cop-out.
I don't know what to do.
Mate, in kindy I helped Eliza last night.
Come on, mate.
De-og. It's not rocket science.
Seriously, with the invention of iPhones or Samsungs, Isn't it all there?
No.
Do they need to go to school? Well, that's
Look, that is a different conversation.
It's a different segment. We can do that with your earlier thoughts this morning on guns, but yeah, we'll save that for
now,
another time.
Ricky from Campbelltown, you've got a message for Erin Mullen.
No judgment, Erin.
Oh, thank you.
My girls are 2 and 3 years old, and they had chicken nuggets for breakfast before daycare.
Oh. Can I clap that? Ricky, you are my girl.
That's wonderful.
You
we
are
have cereal,
my girl.
We have milk and they wanted chicken nuggets and I needed to get out the door. So they had chicken nuggets.
But you know what?
You're a great
that is
person.
They're going to spring out of bed.
Exactly.
If chicken nuggets are a room away, you're getting up, aren't you? You're getting up. Yeah.
Energy left at midday, but that's fine. Thanks, Ricky.
Amelia from Carlingford, parental confession, take it away.
Well, I'm with Yuzi. I'm a teacher and I actually don't help my kids with their homework.
Perfect.
I don't have the mental
space
for
you,
for
though. I support you in that. I don't support him, but I support you.
I love that.
Yep, iPad. iPad will do that.
She's like a chef who eats KFC, isn't she?
You've got nothing left to give, Amelia.
Well, Amelia,
all for my kinders. No, not for my kids.
Love that.
You know what? That's a spinalese pillow right there. Yeah. Here's Christy from Cranbrook. In the parental no judgment confession
on,
space.
Christy.
Take it away, Christy.
Yeah, I'm a bit slack and lazy and I just kick back on the lounge and I let my kids, I don't monitor screen time. I figure they're socialising on, with their mates. It's just like having their mates over, but they're just on screen.
So, apparently video games are great for kids' mental health.
She's
video
a hero.
Games. Yeah, and they come out with facts and things that they're reading. And
like what, Christy?
Words.
Can you remember one, Christy?
Like they're reading a book.
No,
but
it's great,
you know.
Christy.
Can you remember any of the facts, Christy?
Oh, just random. I'm trying to think of a word.
She doesn't listen
to
them.
You dare put Christy on the spot. Christy, you are...
It's like my time. I get home from work, I just kick back.
It's just her time. How old are the kids, Christy?
You have your time and, just go for it.
Christy, do you like a wine?
They're 10 and don't even know how old they are. I've got 10.
Doesn't even know how old they are.
11 and 10.
Do you like a wine? You sound like you'd like a wine.
No, not really. My dad's an alco, so I don't
know. That's
really
what you want.
Can I go down that path?
Ask one more thing.
I might
what
have
about
that gene?
Yes.
What do you do with clothes?
I just shove them in their drawers.
Yes!
She's a shover!
She's not a folder!
Right. God, I love our listeners. Thank you. You are legends.
I hope my wife is listening. I really hope
Spinalese pillows all round news time. And then Simone Callahan, formerly known as Simone Warne, is going to join us. She's got a great new book, Growing with Grace. Look, she's so, I'm going to say this, hot when she's doing her yoga on Instagram.
Oh, my
but,
God. You're going to have to look at her in the eye
when
she comes in.
Tell her to her face. I'd be happy to. She's hot ass.
Just look at that face then.
No, sure. All right.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Simone Callahan's new book, Growing with Grace, Simone's journey into yoga, well-being and the art of living consciously is available now. And she joins us in the studio. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This book must contain the secret to eternal youth, does it? Because you look like you're 21.
Oh, thanks, Yuzi. Very kind. I hope it does have some tools and tips for people.
What did you write this for?
I wrote it to inspire women to just look after themselves and have little self-care rituals because I think it's important that we, as we get older, we've got to have those little times for ourselves and wellness for me has been such a tool for goodness, and I'm just really I'm excited to share it.
When did you first dedicate yourself to this? I know you've been doing yoga for a long time. Was there a moment? What year was it where you thought I'm gonna go all in on this?
Probably when I did my teacher training back in 2017.
Yeah, right.
It's so interesting with. And it's not the same thing, but I did therapy last year for the first time in my life. And now I'm to the point of being punishing. All I want to do is inspire other people to do it because it just has changed my life in the most incredible ways. And even like randoms on Instagram who message me, I think that you should do it. Any chance I get to tell people how amazing it is, I do because I want to share how good I feel.
Yes.
So does it come from that same genuine place of just wanting to share what it's done for you?
Yeah, well, I've always enjoyed sharing yoga because part of yoga is sharing your journey and helping people and supporting people. And I have a platform and I like to be able to share goodness on it. And it's just grown and it's a good place to share goodness.
Yeah,
are you
that.
Yogaing every day, or and if you are, how long are the yoga sessions for you?
Sometimes they're half an hour, sometimes they're an hour, sometimes they're 2 hours. It just depends how much I've got during the day.
2 hours.
Well, sometimes I like to workshop different sequences and poses.
Right.
So okay. It just depends how much time I've got.
And is it every day?
Every day, yes.
Yeah. Are you a morning person? Do you
definitely a morning person. As soon as the sun rises.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Really? Yes. And you see the sun.
Outside if you can? Or
outside, yes, I got. Well, I've been in a hotel the last couple of days, but I even just look out the window and try and find the sun, and even if the sun's behind the clouds, you sort of can still look up.
I know it's there. You've got three beautiful kids. I was talking earlier about never having cooked veggies my child, even though she eats lots of fruit and she gets veggies at her dad's place. But your lovely son Jackson said this on, what show was
SAS
it?
SAS It's Australia. A classic grab.
You know what it is, Jackson?
The food?
Soup. Tomato soup.
Is that good?
I think so.
I've never had it.
Good.
I've only had like 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, I've just always had the same thing.
All right.
He sounds like his mother.
No. Is that true? That. Was there a strict rotation of 10
Probably.
Meals?
There was lots of chicken. Yep. There was lots of apples, Vegemite sandwiches, perfect. Cheese.
Perfect.
Baked beans and spaghetti. Jackson didn't even eat pasta. Back then,
he was
just a really plain eater, and I was when I was younger. I used to have to sit at the table and wait till everyone else had finished before I could leave the table because my plate was always half full because I didn't like eating the vegetables.
Yes.
And
yeah, right.
Back in the day, it was meat and three veg.
Yeah,
in our little God,
Australian
my mum's family.
Rissoles were so dry and gross.
Yeah, she's on the line. Actually,
I'm a bit like that. My kids don't rate my food at all. They know that I shouldn't be cooking in the
comforting.
Kitchen.
You know what? He's grown up to be a big and strong lad though, so which is good. And
he has.
Yeah, on the subject of vegetables, your daughter, Summer, played an avocado on The Masked Singer, didn't she?
She did, the bad avo. She didn't want to be the hamburger, so she chose the bad avo.
That's one of your great tie-ins, Hughie.
That is amazing that you actually remembered that.
That is brilliant.
Wow, she was brilliant.
She was such a good singer. She was really good.
She was. She even surprised me. She used to sing a lot at home, but to get on stage and get in a bad avo costume, she got lots of points for that.
Awesome.
You mentioned having a profile earlier, and of course, the reason that we know you, and it doesn't define you anymore because you've become your own person, but you were married to Shane Warne, who was, of course, an Australian hero, a sporting legend. It's been, is it a couple of years now since his passing?
Yes, it was 2 years in March.
Yeah. How are you going? How are the kids going? And how, I guess, you were separated, of course, when he passed, but the father of your children, that's a different type of grief, I'd imagine.
It is, and I think it was just, it came as something so shocking for us. It was something that I never, ever thought would happen. And it's been a tough, difficult time, but we're a strong family, and Shane would have wanted us to, stand strong and keep moving forward and keep doing our best. And, he was always such a strong character and a great dad and, a good parent for the kids. And
he loved those kids, didn't
he?
Yeah. You could just tell.
Yeah, he adored them and, they adored him. And we just, he's still with us.
Well, it makes it sadder, though. It makes it sadder but also happier that he was such a great dad and the love was so strong.
Yes.
So,
yeah, and he was always present. When he was around, he was always couldn't do enough for them. And, there's lots of great memories that they carry
beautiful.
With them.
Well, the book is love. It's great. It's called Growing with Grace, Simone Callahan's Journey into Yoga, Wellbeing, and the Art of Living Consciously. We need to go to a great break because Erin Molan and Simone are about to do...
I've challenged her to a headstand competition. It's the only physical thing I can do, basically.
You're going to lose this, Simone.
Oh, am I?
So... you're both going to win. You're both going to be winners here.
There's no losers in yoga.
Thank you.
That's
beautiful.
So you'll be able to see this headstand challenge on our Instagram at Hughie, Ed and Erin. Thank you, Simone.
The Hughie, Ed and Erin podcast. This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
And in a world first, she's agreed to stay with us. Simone Callaghan, the fantastic new book, Growing with Grace, A Journey into Self-Discovery, Wellbeing and the Art of Living Consciously. We know that yoga is a large part of Simone's journey. And Husey, a world first, my friend.
We have two blonde bombshells about to do headstands live in the studio.
Yes.
And then we will commentate. Well, they will talk to each other while they're doing the handstands. Erin looks nervous.
Yeah, she does look nervous. Erin does look nervous.
I'm more nervous about what's going to pop out than how long I'm going to stay up, to be honest.
Right, so she's doing something to tie up the bottom of her dress. But don't worry about that. We want the hits on our internet.
This could be it.
Simone, is it part of Simone's routine?
Yeah, is this part of your routine, Simone, the headstand?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, the headstand is, it's all being a part of the seat of the emotional center. So headstands are really important.
The seat of the emotional center. I think we're about to see Erin's seat of the emotional center.
But also there's no wall involved. They're doing it without a safety net.
No, there's no walls. There's no assistance.
And I was only a gymnast until 14. Look, I can't even touch my toes. That's it.
Whoa.
That's honestly as close as I can get. There's still 2 feet between my hands and my toes.
And also we have the screen just behind Erin, which I am concerned about, but we're going to go with it. If she falls, she's going to smash electronic material.
If we cut myself and die.
All right. Here we go. Usually count them down. Oh, so we're going to count them down together from 5, 4, 3, 2.
One.
They've assumed the position.
Simone is
Simone's
up.
Simone is straight up. She's up. And Erin, get those legs up. Get those legs up.
Don't worry about the legs. From this view, it's fine.
Yeah, from my view, it's okay as well. And they're up. Simone. They're both up. Simone, how are you feeling?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, love to see you, Erin Mullen. How are you feeling?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for asking.
It's a staggering. Simone, some words of wisdom while you're there.
Stand tall.
Stand tall. Erin Mullen, that dress is
a little hard with this dress on, Simone, but thank you so much.
Look, Simone is killing it, but Erin is doing much better than any of us expected.
This is incredible. Simone, what do you think of Erin's form?
Awesome. Perfect. 10 out of 10.
Erin, how are you feeling?
My head hurts a lot.
long could Simone stay like that for?
Simone, how long could you stay like that for?
I think my record's about 14 minutes.
Wow. So, Will, what about you, Erin Mullen? How long?
Not 40 minutes. Not my sinus is a block.
Should we bring
go to another song and see if they're still there?
All right, let's go to a song.
Come on.
We've got 3:50 song. Will Simone and Erin still be in the headstand?
Come on, Erin.
Come on, Erin. Today FM.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Simone, Erin, amazing effort. Jump up, you two. Grab a microphone each. Put some headphones on them. That was an incredible. You'll be able to see that at Husey, Ed and Erin. Talk about someone who practices what they preach. Simone, you know how many people we have come in here with some book and it's absolute BS, but you are the absolute real deal. That was incredible.
But Simone, you, and people don't know this yet until they see our socials or maybe they're watching, you went down before Erin. Was that planned? Did you think you'd concede to Erin Mullen or what was going on there at the end?
Oh, I just think Erin was a deservedly winner.
Sweet. I was at the end of the tether.
Erin, that was an incredible. Simone, how good
Thank
was
she?
Look, it was an incredible display.
My arms. You do this thing where just your elbows are on the ground. I need to practice that because my arms. That's what started to hurt me. Was the arms shaking?
Yes. Yeah. It's best to do like forearm.
Okay.
With
great.
Hands but behind
also,
the head.
Can I say? Having good balance makes you live longer generally, doesn't it? So balance is really important. So you both have amazing balance. You're going to live for a long time, both of you.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to yet. I'll just see how the next few years go.
Well, either way, you can see that at Husey, Ed and Erin on the socials.
Oh,
and
God, I had hair and makeup for our lunch today. How's it looking?
No, better.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
All the toxins are out.
Husey, Ed and Erin are brought to you by their mums. Their podcast by the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day Fragrance Sale. On now. Husey, Ed and Erin.